Hello. Welcome, everyone. So excited to see you all here. We are going live this week to discuss quantum orgasms. And yeah, I just want to thank you all for joining us. We are Cis Society. We're a global community that fearlessly explores taboo topics around our sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. And this Taboo Talks is a weekly conversation where we dive in with leading minds in order to bring the shadow to light. Super excited. Today we're going to be joined by Courtney Babbage to discuss energetic orgasms as we continue to discuss this one. The topic that is so juiced up. We've been extending it. Typically we run about 4 weeks, and I think this is our fifth week, and we're going to go 6 weeks. So yeah, we're hot on the press with orgasm discussion. Hi, Elf.
Hello. Yeah, I'm really excited to continue this discussion. I feel like we could just talk about orgasms forever.
Literally.
Right? It's kind of like in the beginning, we kind of had a slow start, which is just such a metaphor. And then since then, we've just been like, there's just been so many like different orgasms and topics and specialists that have been coming up. I feel like it's almost a representation of the feminine energy that maybe she takes a little bit longer to get warmed up, but then once she starts, then she just keeps doesn't want to stop.
I was literally just thinking that it felt like the first few weeks were foreplay, and now we're reaching like not the pinnacle, but like we're starting to increase the pleasure within our bodies and in the conversation, and it's getting like to the point of climax, you know, like it's like such a beautiful metaphor. I see that Courtney jumped on, so we'll add her on. And yeah, we, again, for those just joining our Cis Society, and if conversations like this excite you and light you up, you can follow us here at cissociety.world, or you can listen via Spotify podcast as we break down the walls of stigma and liberate our pleasure. Woo-hoo. Courtney, sometimes you have to hit the plus a few times in order to be let in. It's an Instagram glitch.
Yeah, and we're actually all in, well, I don't know if Courtney's still in Hawaii, but I'm pretty sure she is on the Big Island. And Heather's here right now in Maui with me, so we're all reporting live from Hawaii, which is pretty exciting.
Hawaii codes. Okay. Courtney's coming in the quantum field to discuss quantum orgasms.
We're down. Instagram isn't ready for the quantum field yet. Yeah.
We're just downloading her from the stratosphere. May she reassemble and remember with ease and grace.
Aww. Oh, we love her. Hi Alika from Central Maui. Great. Oh, now she's gone. Aloha. Oh, hello everyone who's chiming in and letting yourselves be welcomed into this space. Well, had her, she's gone, she's hopping back on, I'm sure. But in the meantime, Heather, I'd just like to ask you, after everything we've been learning so far around orgasms and experiencing in our bodies, what has been the most profound takeaway for you?
That our vessels are portals for infinite pleasure and connection, and that orgasm doesn't need to be a destination, that it's a journey, and pleasure is a journey, and I can tap into that pleasure at any point in my day, in any present moment. If I'm eating a strawberry, if I'm taking a shower, if I'm stretching, like I can bring the energy of and the creative potency of an orgasm into anything in my life. So I think like,
I love that. It's like, yeah, the everlasting orgasmic peak that you just keep riding.
No, I literally was meditating yesterday and I was like, okay, I'm just going to feel into my pleasure. And as soon as I just consciously brought it to my attention, like I felt a pulsation in my lower chakras of pleasure. Like as soon as you just even notice it, it's there, like dormant kind of, you know, where I don't want to say disassociating, but we're going about our life, we're doing things, our attention is focused on whatever's happening in that moment. But this is accessible to us at all times. Like, okay, I think Courtney's trying to jump out again. But yeah, it's accessible to us at all times. And that's really been something that I've been embodying, which feels really good. Hi.
Yeah. Yay. Hi, beautiful.
We downloaded you from the quantum field.
Here we are together.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm so happy that you're here. We're so grateful. I'm going to give a short introduction, and then Elfie's going to drop us into a little grounding meditation guided experience.
Gorgeous.
So for those of you that are just joining us, again, we are Cis Society. Mm. We're here to transmute the taboo and bring the shadow to light. And this week we are joined by the lovely Courtney Babbage, who is a quantum touch licensed massage therapist. I'm super excited to hear more about that. A craniosacral practitioner, also excited to hear more about that. And an embody her facilitator. And she's going to dive into this conversation from the lens of energetic orgasms, which I am so excited to hear about. So thank you for joining. Thank you for being here. And yeah, Elfie, do you want to guide us into a...
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm feeling something a little bit more juicy in our bodies, like something a little more somatic where we can move around and express how we want to express. So let's just drop into like a 3-minute somatic portal. Not even
like
a 2-minute somatic portal. And I'm just going to honestly guide it in the beginning, but I'm going to let it just flow. And whatever needs to move through, whatever noises you need to make, whatever movements, shaking, moaning, pulsing, just allow whatever wants to be expressed to move through your channel. And let's just start by taking a couple deep inhales and exhales in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then the third one, just letting any noise that wants to come out this time. And now just finding yourself starting to move your body. Maybe you are connecting to an element. Maybe you're feeling the element of water and you're feeling this flowy gyration. Maybe you're feeling earth and you just feel stable, strong. Maybe you are connecting to fire and you're wanting to jump and shake and make more noises. Maybe you're connecting to air and it's just like, oh, and it's so sad. This is about how you look. Just let yourself get lost. Maybe there's a place in your body where you're feeling some pain or some sensation. So just take a moment to consciously send the somatics, the energy, the noises, the movements to this specific place. How does that pain or sensation sound? Give it a voice. You could keep going. We could do an hour of this, but
we could do we could do a lifetime of this.
Yeah.
We brought you here for work. We're just gonna do an hour of somatic work, guys.
This is our new
joy
call, somatic call for everyone to just come and move and jump and shake.
An orgasm if they want to. I mean,
and then we end with an energetic orgasm. The whole thing is an energetic orgasm.
The bliss of orgasmic, like somatic movement. Like, oh God, that's so juicy. Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, what? So let's just slowly start to find wherever we are, coming back to center. And then closing with three deep inhales and exhales again once more. Just maybe closing our eyes, coming back to our center. Just giving ourselves a nice hug and sending so much love and appreciation for this human vessel that we get to embody and to feel so much through, so much pleasure, so many experiences in this human life. And let us just send gratitude and love to this perfect, beautiful body that we have. Thank you.
I think we, all of us, are have small tits, but if I had big tits, I would push them up to myself. And you know what I'm saying?
I don't have small tits, but...
Do you not? Can you do that? I can't really... Energetic.
We did this the other, it's funny, yeah, because we did this the other day. We were doing like a little self-loving, and I was like, I can kiss my nipple.
Oh, you lucky bitch.
I think it's just this angle.
I mean, it's just like, basically, I can kind of lick it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I could lick mine.
I don't know if there's a full kiss, but like there's some sort of connection. Yeah. It's so freaking great. I already feel like I'm having an energetic orgasm. Oh,
yay!
Okay,
it's working. So, the codes are already receiving them.
I feel like I'm energetically jumping on a trampoline now. I'm just like, yes, yes, yes.
And I'm sitting in such a way that I have two pillows underneath my root, and so I'm straddling, and so it's like I'm riding something, which is just fun.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It's fun. Inviting anyone watching, if you desire to like horse stance on a pillow, you know, like you like spread your legs and put a pillow in between your legs and propel your spine up. It's a really nice position to also receive the codes that we're about to dive into with this lovely goddess. Okay, so Courtney, I have a question coming through and I just want to jump in. So I want to hear more about your work, because they're like, these are things that I haven't heard of, I'm not really familiar with, like a quantum touch massage therapist, a craniosacral I'm minorly familiar with, and Embody Her facilitator also is new to me. So if you could kind of share more about that and how all of that work intertwines with orgasms.
Yeah. So, I started orgasming at the age of 12, and it happened because of exercise. I went for a run, came home, did some like core, like Pilates stuff. And all of a sudden there was this like pulsing happening at my base. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And so I got hooked. I got hooked on movement and how physical movement brings things up in me that feel pleasurable. And I always felt better after moving. So I knew at 15 years old, I was going to be a coach and I was going to be, I was going to help people feel really good. And that was 17 years ago. And my journey has been learning practices from teachers who embody pleasure state. And my quantum touch massage therapy craniosacral work is about unkinking the hose of aliveness so that aliveness, eros, can flow through a human's physical body, emotional body, spiritual body, in such a way that they walk away from the session and into their life knowing that they have this within them always. Yeah.
That's so deeply moving. And to be honest, guys, just to share, like having you on the call right now, Courtney, like I feel so activated, like being in the quantum field with you and your presence, like I'm feeling really turned on. Yes. Like I'm feeling really connected to my body. And I can feel that through your embodiment work and your life's work, like you are bringing that energetic field to this conversation right now.
Oh, yeah. The cells on my skin are like jittering, you know? It's like the practice of really feeling what's happening inside the body, the elements that are happening around the body, and like the noting and the being with, and here you are, and here you are, and we just get to feel together through this awesome technology. Like, yay, quantum.
Yeah, it is. It's magic. We are magic. And that's just taking shape externally through this very moment.
Yeah. And we're all so beautiful. I love us.
Go for it, Elf.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear a little bit more about like the touch therapy and how you're able to really help people in the same way that you've been able to unlock and unkink that within yourself. Like, what are some techniques that you might teach somebody in the early stages of really feeling themselves in a new way?
It depends on where the person's at in their own journey. But dance, guided dance is very helpful, a facilitated dance. So similar to like a five elements, I enjoy starting a session, be it if I'm facilitating a large group or if I'm facilitating a one-on-one craniosacral quantum touch massage. I start with dance so that I can see their range of motion and also how their body naturally flows when they're given permission to move freely. So many of us need that external reminder of, hey, guess what? You can move however you want for the next 3 minutes. And it's so interesting how adults, it's usually adults who are between the ages of like 40 and 55, 60, 40 and 65, that's what I'm noting, those ages are like, are you sure? Are you sure this is okay? And I'm like, I promise your parents aren't watching. Like, let's move. And from that space, I can see, you know, what joints could use some more attention. And, you know, my sight, you know, I can see energetically what could use some judging. And that tends to align with, you know, it's chakra alignment. It's, you know, alignment. It's like chakra zhuzhing. It's like just getting things moving and flowing. And so my one-on-one sessions, you know, some people like it as a massage. That's fine. But I really like it when we get the voice involved and people are starting to moan and groan on the table and really getting the energy moving, flowing. And you know, that's old work for me. I've been doing that work for 12 years. And so what I'm now starting, what I've begun is the Embody Her group sessions. And these are immersions. They're lifestyle incubators and immersions. I'm living in a house with 9 people right now on the Big Island of Hawaii. And we've spent the last 5 weeks together. And we're very intentional about how we're spending this time. And the workshops that we host are for us, and it's for us to drop into what we call the turquoise zone. The turquoise zone being the field that always is, that holds aliveness, life force, eros, and it's a field where everything is allowed. If we are adults and if we can talk about anything, then this is the space to try that on. So there's a lot of revealing of what's happening internally. And once we start regulating our nervous systems all together, we have this hive mind. And in that space, we start to move and journey together through our emotions. And this becomes a beautiful orgasmic state for the group
orgy.
it's a group orgy, and we have, you know, we have rules here. There's no penetration. We don't, you know, when we touch each other, it's from that, like, it's a very gentle space. It's very gentle or aggressive sometimes if we're fighting, because that's what comes up, you know, but there's no penetration. And in that, you know, it's that's where the energetic orgasm, you know, I could talk about it for a while.
This is such a profound concept. Like, how did you come to this space in your life? Like, living with, you said, 9 other people in like this turquatic field where you cultivate safety for everyone to be the totality of themselves. Like, I'm just, it sounds incredible.
It's incredible. We have a system. I have my partner, Allie Williams. Her and I came up with this idea last year. This month is 9 months in the making. So we have just birthed our baby. And we have a system of how we drop a group into the turquoise zone, and it works every time.
Wow. I'm excited to talk to you offline too, because I know like our focus is more on orgasms, but this is orgasmic. Like, just the concept of feeling completely free to express all of me in a space and to be held through that space is revolutionary. It's absolutely revolutionary.
Yeah. Would you be able to explain, like, in your words, in your embodiment even, what an energetic orgasm is for people listening that might not know, and like how you guys are acting in these spaces together?
Yes. How it differs from a traditional or our traditional construct of an orgasm. I'm really curious about that.
So I think, you know, a lot of us grow up with porn, or we grow up with this idea that an orgasm needs to be from the clitoris or from that like cervical insertion. And in that, there's a lot of, I almost want to say a forced pleasure, which actually can feel traumatic. It's very, you know, that invigoration can feel like a lot. I know for me, I've often been averted to that because it's like too much. It also can be pleasureful, but so many of us have an idea of that's what an orgasm is. And in that state, it's like men and women, you know, all of us, we can enter relationships or sex with an expectation that this needs to happen. And oftentimes we don't have the skill or the know-how to give that to ourselves. So then we're disempowered and we're disappointed. And then we may even feel resentment for ourselves or others. So what I love about the energetic orgasm is it comes from the self. It comes from the self experiencing the highest vibration of emotion, which is awe, wonder, and gratitude. When we're in a childlike state and we can look at things and be in awe, oh my God, look at the green on that. And you see, it's like, I mean, how many of us make that state, you know, the face when we're about to orgasm physically too, right? It's like, oh my God. So to embody that, when you're looking at anything, when you're tasting anything, when you're anywhere, it's like, can we bring ourselves to the remembering of, wow, this is what it's like to be human right now. Amazing.
Oh my God, this is so beautiful. What's coming through is like seeing through the eyes of God or consciousness, right? In the sense that every single moment is a new moment. Everything else is just a story. And like, I've had cacao before, but I've never had this cup of cacao with this temperature in the room, wearing this sweater, talking to you. It's like everything is new about it. Yes. And when you start to connect to that frequency, you feel the cells in your body start to awaken and you feel pleasure start to pulse through you. When you remember every single moment's a new moment.
Yeah.
It's so,
I mean, it's like, it's amazing. It's like, this is all we need. This is it.
This is the key.
And, you know, and when we do enter the states of, you know, heavier emotions, you know, when things feel heavy, there's grief, there's sadness, there's disappointment, there's, you know, anger, you know, the kind of the lower frequencies of emotions, which is still the human experience, still beautiful. We're noting in our groups that those experiences don't need to last very long when they're acknowledged and witnessed. they can come through and at such an intensity that there's a catharsis and a pleasure field as we enter the next state. It's like, I'm angry. I'm angry because I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in me. I'm la 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 la. Story. You get it out, and the other person says, "Yeah, what I just heard you say is this, and this. That fucking sucks." And it's like, wow. And then if that person says, "Will you show me with your whole body how angry you are?" and gives you a hammer and a nail, or like an axe and some wood, or a pillow and a couch. It's like, and you get it out, and it's like, I'm so exhausted. I have to surrender to just what is right here.
Yeah.
This reminds me, go Elf.
I'll share after.
Oh, well, this just so reminds me of hearing about in nature when animals are attacked, like when a gazelle is attacked by a lion in the natural world, and how they just go into a deep state of somatics. Like immediately they just start shaking, their whole body just convulses for a minute or two.
Yeah.
And then it just goes back living its life. It's completely normal. It's because it's not holding on to that trauma. And we as humans do the same thing. And so oftentimes we don't feel like we're given the permission, or we don't even know how to move that energy in a way that is, like you said, it's like intense, but it can be really brief. And we have the tools in ourselves to not carry it with us and alchemize it into pleasure. Mm-hmm. But so oftentimes we end up carrying that with us, and then that stores in our body, and then that manifests in all sorts of destructive ways on our health, mental, emotional, and physical health. Yeah, so somatics is truly like preventative medicine.
Yes, no, it is. And I'm seeing like a new earth paradigm where like I'm moving through a space and I call up a sister and I'm like, hey, can you just witness my pain for a couple minutes? Like, or just hold space? Because the witnessing element is crucial, I've realized. Like, I've been in a deep triggered space where my thoughts were so consuming I could barely move. And a friend guided me through a somatic process. And she's like, I want you to share the story. Anything that's coming up, like, don't hold back. I want you to show me what it looks like.
Yes.
And within 2 minutes, I literally opened my eyes and I felt nothing. I was completely back to neutrality. She was like, how do you feel nothing? She was like, welcome back to your body. Like, you let the story go. It's no longer stored in your body. And now you're free.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah.
You're kind of come out of it and you're like, oh, I'm back. Oh, I'm back. Great. I'm back.
And it's so wonderful when we do have a witness. It's wonderful. And the next step to that, you know, or another option when we have the skill is to recognize that often our pain is because we're not in our adult body. There is an inner kiddo trapped inside who feels the need to protect, who feels hurt, who feels some kind of pain, and that little kiddo wants to come out and express. And if that's true, if we can hold that to be true just for this moment while I'm chatting, you know, if we do have these trapped inner kiddos, then the adult mind can be the witness, and the adult can come in and hold that kiddo and say, oh my gosh, darling, when was the last time you felt this way? Can you tell me that story? And that kiddo could be talking about heffalumps and woozles. You know, everything could be pink polka dots. Like, it doesn't matter what the story is, but just giving the self, the adult self, a moment to witness the kiddo self, in that there's alchemy. You walk out from that space actually knowing yourself more. And holding yourself, like, there's this resiliency that feels so good in that space.
Yeah, I'm seeing your work, like, also being a potent channel to witness yourself in a process, right? If you don't have access or to someone physically witnessing you, you can witness yourself in the mirror. I've done this before, and that's very potent, too. Super work.
Mirror work? And, oh, my God.
You can't lie to yourself there. You can try, but, like, you're going to look at yourself, and you're like, you can't run away. You can't run away from you. You're met by you. Yeah. Woo.
We call our work with the Embody Her, and we just renamed it to the Dragon Academy. So at the Dragon Academy, we call our immersions a house of mirrors, because not only do we put physical mirrors all over the house, but relationally, we are mirrors to each other, and we live so close together. We're packed in, and so we're constantly creating this intensity with each other. It's like, I hate it when you do this. I hate it when you do this. I hate it when you. And the truth is, it's like, oh, I actually haven't yet accepted that part of me. Thank you for showing me. But first, it's going to come out real ugly. Yep. It doesn't come out clean most of the time.
That's some deep work. Yeah, what would you say is like the most challenging element that you've faced in this energetic orgasmic house of mirrors that you've been in?
Oh my God. So we just ended our an immersion on Monday, and that's 4 days long. An immersion is 4 days, and there's a ramp. We create an orgasmic ramp, and day one is easy, gentle. We're literally warming up bodies. Day two, we start bringing in some concepts that kind of like wiggle the mind a little bit of like, wait, this is kind of tapping into some of my core values, my core belief systems. And we create exercises where those rigid thoughts become a little bit more wobbly. Day three is what we call the big wave day. And it's when we let everyone know, there's going to be a lot of fire in this space today. We are bringing everything that we have ever repressed. We have the opportunity to bring that forward here. And what ends up happening by the afternoon is our fire turns on one another. So it's like we all got to get our guns out. You know, we don't do it on purpose. Like, this naturally happens. And so this past Saturday, it was actually the most fear I've ever felt in a group setting. And to be a leader, feeling that was terrifying. And at one point, I did this with my hands. I was sitting on the couch and I was just looking at everything that was happening, and I let the reins go. I just let it go. I just let it go. And I said, I am on this wave with everyone else. There's nothing I can do. And we just rode. I felt like I was on a river raft, just like, holy shit, what's happening? And I thought we were gonna die. I mean, I really did. But the people expressed, we set 2 minute timers, and we give 2 minutes to use the space however you want. And guns were pointed, shots were fired, nobody died, nobody's head exploded, but we all learned about each other a lot. We were able to see each other with understanding, compassion in ways that we didn't have before. And by the end, we had a more unified presence with each other than we had before. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It taught me as a leader that the group intelligence is so much more wise, compassionate, and understanding than I by myself could ever be.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Thank you for sharing this really, really beautiful experience of, traversing into the more sticky, difficult emotions. Because I feel like when we think about orgasms, we typically feel, oh, orgasms are just pleasurable and it's all like good feelings. But something that's been coming through a lot with Heather and I, she's been here for a week now, is this anthem of feeling it all. Like, in order to feel those peak orgasmic pleasurable experiences that we all want to connect to, it requires us to feel all of it, like to feel the pain, to feel the guilt, the shame, the fear, because that's what's allowing us, the deeper we drop into that, then the higher that we can go on that roller coaster in the direction of our desires. Yes. And so, like, we've both been dealing with these weird like pains in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And I was like really resisting it for a few days, just even though the stories I was telling around it, and the naming and the nouns I was using, the adjectives I was using to describe it. And then it took a little bit of mushrooms one day and it like hit me. I'm like, wait, no, like I love to feel, because if I didn't feel this strongly, like if I didn't feel this sensation in this way, I wouldn't be feeling this sensation in this way, right? Or like this sensation in the cacao when I'm drinking it. It's like it's such a blessing to feel. And then as soon as I started to shift my mindset and just make noises and move myself and express myself, then I've been feeling like it's just been effortlessly like transmuting and moving through my system and even turning into pleasure. Like the noises that I'm making when I'm in pain actually sound really like I'm moaning.
Yes!
Like it literally sounds like I'm having an orgasm, like when I'm like moving my shoulder in like a way that's like bringing me pain. To others, they're like, oh my God, is she getting turned on right now?
Right.
And it just like locked in my mind. I'm like, it's all the same.
It's just
a sensation. And sensations are on like a gradient, like quantum scale. Like who's to say what's like a bad sensation, a good sensation? They're all just unique sensations.
Yeah.
And the way that we think about the sensations can completely affect how we're experiencing them.
Yeah. And hearing you say that reminds me of some research that I'd like to put out into academia at some point within the next 5 years, which is the pathologies of pain. I really believe that pain comes from a pathological place from before the age of 6 and how we're taught to be with pain. Mm-hmm. You know, you stub a toe or you scrape your knee. How was your experience then? And, we can talk so much about trauma and traumatic experiences from that place, but really we can change our mind about how we feel with pain.
This is wild. So like you're saying, like at least how I'm translating it, that like pain could be like a mental health disorder, like something that we were kind of programmed into having a certain relationship with. And so we're like, that hurts, that doesn't, because of these, of how we're taught and our neural pathways are wired. That's fucking profound.
I haven't seen any research on it. In fact, it was just a few weeks ago, I started texting some of my like professor, like academia friends. And I'm like, hey, is this a thing? And funny enough, they haven't gotten back to me. I text 3 people, none of them responded. I'm like, am I in a void here? What's going on? So I really think that there is some work to be done around this concept.
I really feel it, honestly. I mean, even looking at like, just zooming out and looking at like BDSM, right? And people who are finding pleasure in pain, like there is something there. There's definitely something to tap into. And I heard, I'm not sure if it's true, that when pain and pleasure enter the brain, they enter through the same area of the brain. And then it's our story. Like, it's like, we basically categorize it. And
yes,
what you're saying, like, I'm so excited. Like, I really feel this in my body. Super excited for the journey that you're going on with this. But that like, yeah, that we are putting it into these containers.
It's a story.
What if it's not true? What if we can just merge them?
Much of our life, our feeling state is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. That's it. And so if we can change our story, if we can remember that we can change our story any moment we remember, turns out we can be in a state of awe whenever we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out.
And a state of bliss.
And
like I can just be like, wow, I'm having a shoulder orgasm right now. I'm really just having really beautiful, intense sensations. And I'm like literally just having a shoulder gasm. Like now all of a sudden I'm having a new experience that I've never had before. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not like resisting it. I'm like embracing it. And then I'm noticing that when I'm embracing it, then it doesn't last as long. The sensations aren't as sharp. It just wants to be acknowledged and it wants to be embraced.
Yeah.
And then it can move on. It can move through me.
And there's something new. There's something new on the other side. The sensations never end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we are sensational beings. What's coming through, there's a book called Existential Kink. Mm-hmm. Have you read it?
Oh.
Yeah. I had a feeling. I was like, this girl has dropped into this book. But like, maybe you can share more about like what I'm going to miss in this. But like, the concept is like, we are the creators of our reality, good, bad, and ugly. Whatever is like in our field, whatever's in our body, we've manifested it. And what we do have the power over, throughout the course of that space is how we relate to the stories that come through. And one of the examples is like anger, right? Like when you're feeling anger, most of the time there was some study done that like there's also pleasure simultaneously, like the same sensations.
Surprise!
like hot, you're feeling flushed, you're feeling like juicy. Like it's like the same sensations. It's just our story that differs. Yep. And this book is profound, y'all. Like if you haven't read it, Existential Kink, check it out. It's like, it's really a game.
Must read. It's on our, like if you come to one of our sessions, it's a must read. Existential Kink and the Red Tent.
Red Tent, I haven't read yet. Done. Okay, add it to the list. I like, oof.
I'll write these in the comments for people.
Thanks, babe. But yeah, when you orgasm, I was just imagining that, like how in the moments of our deepest stickiness, our deepest like discomfort, our largest uncomfortable sensation, can we also tap into something greater than our story of what's happening in that moment and allow some remnants of like pleasure and bliss and joy to also begin to surface in these spaces. That's transmutation. That's actual magic. That's chemical.
Sure is. Yep.
And yeah, it's turning me on. I'm still turning. I've been turned on this whole call.
I've been dripping for 5 weeks. Just dripping. I mean, I'm like, I'm asking the other women here. I'm like, you girls, like, you good? Like, how are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're just wet all the time.
So there's no penetration. I mean, literally. So it's just like a foreplay, like a 5 week foreplay.
Say what?
Oh, I love it.
Reminders. I mean it's foreplay when we meet at 8 a.m for coffee, when we're laughing with each other, when we're having deep conversation, when we're, you know, petting our skulls, when we're dancing. It's like everything.
So how would you recommend, like, for someone who's listening or maybe someone who's in a relationship and they want to like bring more of this into their relationship with their partner, just into their own bodies, what are some practical tips that you can give someone to enter these states of energetic orgasmic bliss on their own or with a partner?
Starting with sensations, noting subtlety, like enjoying the subtleties of what is here right now. So it's like setting a timer for 10 minutes, being in a space where you can roll on the ground, you can start still, play gentle music or whatever music is calling, and just begin to move and breathe and let that movement move you, where there's the mind isn't leading, you have nowhere to go, you just tell yourself for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to keep moving and breathing. And I allow myself to make any noise I want to. And then noting the textures that your skin touches, noting what you smell, noting what you see, and maybe it's even behind closed eyes, but the colors that come through, and then the colors that come through the mind's eye and the visions that come through, and like taking 10 minutes to truly, fully enjoy or be with what is. That's it.
I love that practice. Thank you for sharing. Even just like noticing when you were talking, I started closing my eyes. And sometimes for me, I'm such a visual person. I'm always like looking around and noticing the beauty everywhere. But when I just close my eyes down and I remove that one sense, it allows all my other senses to really come online a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm like feeling my skin. Like I wasn't feeling my skin before, but now that my eyes are closed, I'm immediately connected to my touch in a new way. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing the sense of my incense burning. Yeah. And I'm feeling like the breeze coming through my window in a new way. So even like playing with like removing a sense to increase the other senses is something that really works for me too.
Yeah. Yes. And I encourage, I'm going to make a bold statement here. If you are in a female body, stop being still in your meditations. Stop. Move. Please keep your body moving. stillness, that sturdiness, that is, that's it's beautifully masculine. But every human needs to be a, more in their feminine essence. Just, you know, even if it's just a touch. So the 10-minute meditation of moving freely, spiraling, jolting, being weird, fucking weird for 10 minutes. Feminine expression, aliveness, juice, creativity, it's right there.
Mm. Yeah, it's an turning your meditation into an ecstatic dance, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I've literally gone mad, like or just completely lost my mind in ecstatic dances, where like I am just a body, like I am a primal body, and that space is just like anyone watching or listening, if you have time today, play some music and just drop into your, like literally anytime a thought comes into your head, move your body in a different way and just see what happens. Get curious. Really.
And isn't it interesting that when we allow ourselves to get into that big, like climactic, like fiery state of like, wow, e-dance, here's it. Blah, blah, there's no thought. It's just a lot of movement. The stillness naturally comes. Mm-hmm. That desire for Shavasana naturally comes and we get to surrender. And it's a no mind surrender. It's just like, wow, I am melting. And what a beautiful metaphor for life. Like, may we melt into the natural flow of what is, of what comes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, may we melt into the softness of the present moment.
Yeah.
Truly, the softness.
Yeah. Yes.
So what I'm capturing.
I'm salivating right now. I'm like,
every part of you is wet. Even your mouth is. Especially in mouth. It's all connected, the mouth and the yoni portal, baby.
Like my ears are not like
the essence of what I'm receiving from this conversation is like truly that an energetic orgasm is a quantum orgasm, meaning it can be in all places, in all experiences, at all times.
Yeah.
In the field of what we're experiencing, like we never have to be disconnected from it, from our orgiastic nature, our essence.
Yes. Yes. And there's crystals that help with that too. If you're into crystals, Orgonite is the natural, it's the something around the Big Bang. Like it was the first creation and it's Pele's blood essentially, so it's just like you carry that around and it's a helpful reminder. It also protects from like EMF.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to make mention about an energetic orgasm and what that can look like and how it can feel jarring for yourself or for others witnessing. Is now a good time to speak about that?
Yeah, please. Okay. We have 10 minutes left or so.
Great. So a brief story. When I was 20 years old, I went to ministry school, and there were 720 people in the auditorium Monday through Friday, and the first 2 hours were worship. Bands on stage, beautiful music playing, everyone's dancing, journaling, writing, jumping, you know, whatever the thing is. We're all just enjoying God. And I remember feeling this big heat come up in me, and I was like, and I actually felt nauseous. I was like, I gotta get out of here. And I step out of the like pew and onto the hallway, the space where there was more space, and my knees felt like magnets and it pulled me to the ground. My hands, magnets, pulled me to the ground, and I took a deep breath and my entire back body, it was like it contracted. I got up on my fingertips, on my toes even, and it was like an electric bolt shooting through my system. It would go and then I'd let go and like just like be like, what was that? And it happened for about an hour. People asked me like, do you want this to continue? And I said, it's actually really pleasurable. Like, yes, I do want it to continue. they said, you have control over this. You can stop this anytime. And that was my first energetic orgasm. It was in church. And since then, you know, now I'm, it's just a part of my life. You know, someone could touch me in the right way and I get this, like, I get an electric jolt through my body. And it tends to start from the base of my spine, where people talk about the Kundalini, you know, and it will literally just like jolt up my spine and it puts a smile on my face, you know. And if I allow myself to surrender into it, it puts me in a state of orgasm for hours.
Mm.
It's a surrender space. And I feel responsible for my environment at all times. So I like to be aware of, you know, how this is affecting or impacting people. But in my ideal world, we're allowed to orgasm whenever we want.
The more the better, the more the merrier.
So these are your points.
No, and we don't even have to touch each other. That's the beautiful thing.
So powerful, because I mean, I've experienced, you don't have to touch each other. I've experienced, I mean, what some would call like Kundalini awakenings. It's just been like my body has lost the ability to move, and it comes in those waves, like electric waves, where I'm just like brought to the ground, often like accompanied with like information downloads. Yeah. Like, and it's like a contraction, right? It's a contraction where there's information, I can't move, I'm receiving something, and then it's like, and you kind of come up and you're like, oh my God, oh, I understand so much more. Pulled back in.
Yes.
And then I'm on the trick. And this happened to me last year. I was like, the fuck? I was like, this is really beautiful, but so intense. Like life force energy, like a life force quantum energetic orgasm. Woo, yeah. Child.
Yeah. And you know, I love that how you spoke about that. Like, yes, it is that contraction where we can receive, and then it's the, oh my God, I need rest for a second. Let me ruminate on that. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know, and it comes back through in waves. And I want to live in a world where that happens regularly, where we don't have to wait a year. We don't have to wait for the magical moment with the right people, with the right setup. No, no, no. It's whenever we sit at our altar. It's whenever we say, I have 10 minutes to receive. What would like to come through now?
Mm. Yes. Uh-huh. So, yes.
So come to all of this. To the Dragon Academy. Come learn. come play.
Oh, the Dragon Academy. I want to go to the Dragon Academy. Okay. Is a perfect segue. Like, I honestly could talk to you. I'm enjoying this conversation and transmission so deeply. So we'd love to have you on when another topic aligns. Like, I'm so grateful for you and your energy and your work on this planet.
But we're also going to be coming to the Big Island so we can meet we are. In real life.
Big Eye tomorrow.
Perfect. We'll be in touch.
So yeah, we have about 5 minutes and I'd love to close this container by giving you the opportunity to speak into the Dragon Academy, speak into what else you're birthing and how people can connect with and drop into your offerings and or connect with you. Conversation with you.
I'm a social freak. I love being social. I love connecting. So if you're interested in talking with me about anything, the Dragon Academy, my practices, please message me. I'm on Facebook too. Our website is, this is funny. Our website is HawaiiEcoRetreat.com. We're in the process of rebranding. So Hawaii Eco Retreat, or HER, is transitioning to the Dragon Academy. So in the next 2 months, you'll see our website live. We'll be hosting online courses, and the online, we're starting an online community next week called The Crucible. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Hawaii time for 2 hours, the people who have gone through our academy will come. The people who are interested in the academy will come. And we spend the 2 hours just talking, learning about our culture, learning our vocabulary, our vernacular, because it's a whole system. The people need to know the system before they come through the immersion. And it's for people who want to learn how to walk in their fire. It's for people who want to be leaders in their community, but maybe don't know how to step in to their purpose. Don't, you know, maybe it's that they're stuck in the story that they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, they're not rich enough, they don't have the resources. Those are the people. Come to the Dragon Academy. Let us hold you. Let us breathe fire on you. You're going to feel some shit. And you will be transformed by the end. It's you can't not, unless you walk away. And you always have the chance to walk away. But if you decide to stay, you will come out a different person.
Yeah. There is such medicine in being able to manage our fears and to do the fire with courage, knowing that it will ultimately transform us. And like a phoenix, we will rise through the ashes. Like it is, it's written, it's mathematical, like it's the process through the shadow there. Like, so yeah, thank you so much for being, and for like, I'm giving you a big juicy hug in the quantum field as I like nuzzle your neck. I'm just like, yes.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you in real life.
We need to give each other like hours. Let's just hours just to like, roll and play. Yeah. And
solid 5-hour container to start. Anything there. Like that sounds minimum perfect with us. Okay. Yes. Well, anyway, please reach out to Courtney if you're feeling called to deepen with the Dragon Academy with her in another way. Yeah. I want to thank all of you who hopped
in. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for tuning into today's Taboo Talk. And yeah, you can catch the replay or highlight reel right here at society.instagram. And we invite you to continue to join us right here every week, same time, same place, with different forward thinkers, paradigm shifters like Courtney. You can also find us on Spotify podcast and YouTube under our bio links. And if you're up for a conversation, you can DM us and join the WhatsApp group. We love you all. I love you all so much. Courtney, I love you all. Fina, thank you all for being here and holding the space. We'll see you.
Here's to riding the everlasting wave of orgasmic bliss. Yum, yum, yum. Bye. Meow.